Hi everyone, my name is Athena, and today I am joined by Riley, who is a new member on the team.
Hi everyone, my name is Riley, and I'm so excited to get started on the podcast team.
For today's episode, the team chats with Jackson Rallo, president of Rallo Insurance Group and host of the One and Done podcast.
Through talking about his experiences as a young professional in the business world, he provides us with tips and best practices that he believes could help emerging business professionals find success today. He emphasizes that age has no limit and that you can reach your goals no matter how young or inexperienced you may be. Welcome back to Hey You.
Jackson is 25 years old and graduated from Texas A&M in 2019. He graduated in 2 years with a degree in English and aspirations to go to law school. After considering the lengthy application process for law school and having graduated early, Rallo's career path shifted when he chose to work for his parents' insurance agency known as Rallo Insurance.
Immediately, he fell in love with the relationship building and networking aspects of business. He started at the company as a sales intern and was able to work his way up to his position today as president of Rallo Insurance Group.
From the time he started working for the insurance group, Jackson, though inexperienced, relied on his youthful perspective to help develop solutions to problems, which allowed the business to operate more efficiently.
I was sitting in a lot of C-suite meetings that I should not have been able to sit in at 22 years old. And I was just sitting in the corner, boardroom similar to this, and they'd be complaining about this problem or that problem. And I guess just having a younger perspective and a different perspective, I was like, why is that a problem? You know, it doesn't sound like a problem to me. And they'd have to explain it, people in our C-suite team. And then I would be like, okay, well, what's the solution? They'd give me one. And I was like, well, why don't we do that? Well, we just have always done it the other way. That's what I kept hearing a lot. And so I guess I challenged them really out of like my youthful ignorance more than anything to get better.
While still in college, Jackson found networking to be an essential skill that benefited him long after he graduated. Though he took great value from what he was taught within the college curriculum, he realized that some of the most advantageous takeaways were the relationships he built with his professors and peers outside of the classroom.
I'll also say I was always at the rec center playing basketball, and I built a very good network, not even intentionally in college, because I think that's one of the biggest things college can bring you is, you know, the professors are giving you great content and things to study and things to learn, and hopefully they're getting you involved with, you know, businesses in the business world to develop that knowledge into more skills. But the contacts you leave college with are going to really benefit you, because that y'all were all marketing majors one day, or you were all finance majors one day, and now three of you are loan officers and two of you are bankers, and one person's running a startup tech company, and one person's doing marketing for an insurance agency. And you then are connected with so many other businesses that whenever your business needs something from a loan officer, needs something from a startup tech company, you have someone to reach out to you. And so those relationships is really, really big. So I think that's probably one of the biggest things. Looking back, I wish I would have done a lot more of it, but I think I did a good enough job even without that in mind to build relationships that are going to last into the future. And they really help when it comes to business, because we already have that trust and that relationship. So now it's just about our products and do they match up.
Researching and engaging in internships now are also strong ways to get ahead in your career journey. Not only do they help you discover which roles fit best for you, but they also provide a competitive advantage over others because of the knowledge and skill sets gained from the experience.
So what experience do you have in your life that you can use to your advantage in the job you're applying for? For instance, you're applying for an insurance job with me. Do you have experience in the insurance world? You know, even if you were a shredder at an insurance agency for 1 year, you at least have some experience hearing terminology and things like that. That's what internships can do for you. So I would recommend figure out what you want to do at 20, 21. Go get internships in those industries. And when you graduate, you're going to have more of the terminology down. You're going to have more of the skill set. You're going to understand more of the common problems and how to solve them quickly. You're going to be able to actually put your skills to use. You know, it's great hiring somebody that you have to train. It's even better hiring somebody who you don't have to train and that can right away jump into that position and help out. And that's what internships are really, really good at.
Another way to start gaining a competitive edge now is through mentorships, which grant you access to the inside scoop on the industry you're interested in. LinkedIn is a great resource to start finding professionals across all industries to talk to.
Mentorship is also big. So find people in the space you're going to interview in and get mentorship from them. You're going in the insurance industry? Hit me up on LinkedIn. Ask me some questions. Hey, I'm going in to interview for this kind of a job in the insurance business. What should I know going in? That way I can impress the person I'm interviewing. That's really, really big because people want to pass along their information. You got to get on LinkedIn. People are really willing to connect on LinkedIn. Find somebody who's successful in your space and just say, hey, I'm really interested in this thing that you're doing. I see you're really successful at it. Can we hop on a call and you just kind of guide me? If I could find Jackson at 20, I would love to tell him to take some different classes in college. I would love to tell him to go to some more events on campus and to make myself a little better than I am today. Obviously, there's ways to grow and develop after, but why do that while you're still in school? Find those people. They're willing to connect with you. They're willing to give you their advice. And their advice might not be what you want to do, but it's good to get somebody else's opinion who is successful and who's at a point in their career that you want to be at a few years after you graduate.
Jackson shares that these experiences, paired with your own unique skill sets, can allow you to differentiate yourself from those who may look very similar to you on paper.
Specifically, some tips I would give people is this. What experience do you have that makes you different from someone else? So if you're all coming out of college with the same degree, maybe your GPA is 2 points higher than someone else's, that's not really going to get you a job necessarily. On paper, it will. But I'm talking more about being successful when you get in a career, not just getting a job. I'm talking about advancing. The way you have to advance over other people is you have to be a problem solver and you have to be able to show those problem solving skills to your boss, your manager, whatever career you're going to go into.
On Jackson's podcast called One and Done, he interviews young professionals who have found success early on. He has discovered that they all possess common character traits that were influential in getting them where they are today.
The common themes that I hear all the time is creativity, innovation, and problem solving. I'm going to lump all three of those together because I think combined they make up a really strong person who's really good at what they're needing to do. So someone who is not just going to come into a situation, but is going to come into a situation and say, how can we make this a little bit better? I'll give you an example. I interviewed a guy on the podcast. He's the CEO of a company named Balto. They're an AI software for internal sales companies used by companies all over the country, Pepsi, basically anyone with a internal sales unit. And what it does is it's cold calling. And you know, cold calling is the worst. I don't know if any of y'all have ever done it, but you're on the phone and person's like, no, I'm not interested. And you're supposed to have something to come back at that with. And you don't exactly remember what the script is for this company because you've worked with a couple of them. Well, Balto, what it does is it's like machine learning and coaching on the fly. So if the customer says, hey, I'm not really interested in that right now, maybe later, Balto can give you a couple of options of what to say next right there. And so Mark, the guy who built that, he did it because he worked in a call center. And he was like, his coach would come tap him on the shoulder. Hey, Mark, next time you need to say this whenever they say, no, I'm not interested. And Mark's like, man, he gets on the next call and he makes the same mistake. And he's like, I wish something was right there in front of me to help me walk through this. He goes out and creates this company, multi-million dollar company, employs hundreds of people. He's 22 years old. Crazy. Okay. That is one of the biggest things that I see on my podcast. They're not looking for an 8-to-4 job. They're looking for a career. They're looking for something to say, how can I make the company I'm working for better? Because as long as I like this company and we're all got the same vision to get better, I want to bring value. And so that's one of the big ways that I've seen a lot of people on podcasts separate themselves is because everyone else is just getting their cubicle. They're doing the same job over and over and over again. And there's no thought going into it. Why do we type this out every single day instead of having a template we can copy and paste that's going to make this process faster? We can talk to more customers. We can help out more people. That's the kind of problem solving that people who are successful at a young age always have. The second thing is they don't allow age to limit them. I tell people this all the time. Whenever I came into sales, I was 21 years old. I was in college and I was outselling most people in our very successful insurance agency. And the reason is I did not allow age to hold me back. I actually use it as an advantage. Most older people like a young person who's respectful, who's of high moral and ethical makeup and cares about the people they're doing business with and can speak professionally to the product or the industry that they're in. And they love that. And so I had more older customers than I had young customers because all my young friends were broke. There was no reason to insure them. I was looking for people with money and they really respected that youth and that energy that I was talking about earlier.
NBA player Norris Cole had some great advice to share when he was a guest on Jackson's podcast. He highlights how youthful, competitive energy can be applicable in any business scenario and can play a direct role in your professional success.
One thing that he was talking about is how people who are competitive in sports can use that same competitive energy and translate that into business. And I think that's super true. You don't have to be good at sports to be competitive. You could be competitive at board games. You could be competitive at grades. You could be competitive at literally anything that you can go out and compete with somebody else at. But I will tell you, taking that competitive energy and putting it into business is going to result in the characteristics that make you successful. What does every great NBA player do in offseason? They look at the problems in their game, they adapt to them, they overcome them, and then they develop a game plan to get better at the things they're not very good at and to get stronger at the things that they're really, really good at. That's what Nora shared with me. That's built into what I was talking about earlier. Another thing, hard work. Athletes and competitors work hard because they do not like losing. Long hours. All of the characteristics you need to be successful is built into competitiveness.
There's no better time than the present to start implementing this advice now. Jackson offers some ways he can be of resource to Eccles students, from those simply looking to connect on LinkedIn to those seeking a position in the insurance industry.
I'm here for you. I love giving back to students and helping out in any way that I can. One and Done Podcast has an ambassador program that I would love to get on the University of Utah. And it is super simple and easy. All I ask for people is that you just talk about the podcast with whatever clubs or groups you're in on campus. I'll swag you out once a semester with some nice hoodies when it gets cold up here in the mountains and some other stuff in the summer when it's not. And what I will do is I will actually go to work for you on the mentorship side. That's the benefit for my ambassadors, is they get a nice resume builder, because not a lot of people work with a podcast that's focused on helping college people be more successful. And then the second thing is I will connect you with people from my network. For our company, Rollo Insurance, rolloinsurance.com/careers. We have all type of things on there. Internships come summer. We have jobs always available. We do have three offices here in the Salt Lake City area, and we're adding more all the time. So, you know, we would love to have you in a Rollo office soon. On One and Done, you can go to oneanddone.com, and that is our website where you can apply to be an ambassador or anything like that. And then me personally, LinkedIn, just Jackson Rollo on LinkedIn, president of Rollo Insurance, I think is what it shows up as, so you know it's me. But connect with me, shoot me a message. I will love to hop on a webinar or a phone call with anybody just to share any experiences that I've had to make people better.
Thanks again to Jackson Rollo for joining us on today's episode and for really redefining the relationship between age and success. I know that I found it super impactful, and I plan on implementing a lot of this advice myself. So, Athena, what was your biggest takeaway from the episode?
Well, so far in my undergrad, I haven't put much of an emphasis on networking, but after hearing from him about how professionals want to share all their knowledge and want to help out, I'm definitely looking forward to start reaching out to them and not wait any longer.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely think that I have a lot of work to do in the networking department as well, and I look forward to getting started with that too. If you're interested in networking with Jackson specifically, or looking to check out his One and Done podcast or opportunities that may be available with Rollo Insurance Group, we will be sure to include his LinkedIn profile in the episode description.
If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a like, comment, and share it with your friends. Once again, I'm Athena.
And I'm Riley.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Hey You.